Hello and welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. We've got some good stuff in store for you today. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. I am your host, Brenda Ridgely, author, speaker, and midlife women's coach. This season is dedicated to your midlife mindset, so be sure to subscribe now to be notified of a new episode each week. I am honored to be joined this season by co-host Tressen Bryant of Love and Life Coaching. She is a mindset, trauma, and relationship expert. Join our inner circle to be the first to know about retreats, workshops, events, and receive tribe-building tips. Go to tinyurl.com/findyourladytribe to join. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back. So today we have some exciting news. We have a retreat ahead that we want to invite you to. It's called the Whole You Retreat. It's for and about women who are coming together for connection and meaningful conversation and friendship and to learn a little bit about themselves and be able to get excited about their life again. We created the Whole You Retreat, gosh, more than a year ago now, and we're going into our third annual event, and we'll continue to do this every November and May. So check our website, which is www.wholeyouretreat.org/retreat. And I will definitely put that in the comments section so you can a direct link for you there. But we created it because we loved getting together with our own girlfriends. And as I shared experiences and travel with different friends, they were like, gosh, I want to do something like that. And can we come along? Well, you know, That's kind of how it all started. Mm-hmm. So I have a group of leaders here today from the Whole You Retreat, and I want to have them each tell you a little bit about themselves and what they're bringing to the retreat and why they're a part of it. So I think I'm going to start with Stacy. Stacy, tell us, you know, first of all, what you're bringing to the retreat and why you're so passionate about your subject matter that you're going to be sharing at the retreat.
Hi, Stacy Stedman here, and I am a health and fitness coach as well as a personal trainer. I fell in love with all of it when I was dieting and trying to lose weight, and it was a constant cycle of up and down, being on a diet and, you know, losing the weight and feeling deprived and all of this stuff, and then gaining it all back again when I was off. And I wrote, that's a lot of us, I wrote a book called The Undiet, and it's a journal that is included in the retreat. Everybody gets to enjoy the book. And that's just a little part of it. So for the retreat, I really focus on women over 40 and just as we start changing hormones in our lives and, you know, being empty nesters and just all the things, how health and wellness and fitness is fully faceted. It's not just about, you know, eating right. It's not just about exercising. It's not just about one thing. It's about eight facets that I've created to live your most vital life. So that is what I bring to the retreat.
Well, I love your approach. I love Stacy's approach, especially because it's an approach where you actually get to live life and have fun. Yes. And it's not always a deprivation or killing yourself situation. Yeah. Sometimes we do a little bit of that in moderation.
Sometimes you have to like get a little bit more like
targeted. Yeah, or serious like, about
a little serious, and then you can kind of zone in and you know just reframe and then you get right back on track again. So it is a nice way to do it.
Yeah. So Stacy's one of our founding members of the Whole You Retreat. Tell us what you love about it and why you do this.
There's so many things. These ladies, number one, I've known Brenda for over 20 years, well over 20 years, and I love her energy and her spirit and her spunk, and when she came at me to be the health and fitness guru in this retreat, I was hesitant at first, and I jumped in, and it was amazing. The house is beautiful. It is so comfortable. What I loved about the retreat and the couple times we've done it now is how we can all come together in this big group, but we can all kind of find these great little nooks and crannies and spaces of solitude and respite, which is all part of this retreat as well. And that's really what I fell in love with. Not just this house that we've had for this last three times. I mean, this this house is amazing.
It's a mansion, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it was built for retreats. It's a mansion. They have left no stone unturned in the sense of to make it so comfortable for, you know, well over 20 people to be in the same space at the same time.
Right.
So I love the energy, and I love the focus on female energy is just so amazing. So
absolutely. Yeah. I love it. So I just don't want to do it without you, Stacey. So
thank you.
Thanks for being part of it.
Thank you for including me.
Awesome. So thank you for that, Stacey. Love having you part of it. So I think I'm just going to hand it over to my co-host. You all know Tressen. We all love her.
Hello.
Tell us about what you do at the retreat and why you do it.
Awesome. Thank you, Brenda. And it's so good to be here with all of you guys. I love it. So my name is Tressen Bryant of Love and Life Coaching. And what I do is I help people with their mindset so that they can live a life that they love. And what I really do is teach people how to end their negative trauma and painful patterns in their life, whether it be self-medicating, painful relationships, lack mindset, all kinds of different things that I work with people on in order to just really feel vibrant and healthy and alive and good and be happy. So, you know, what I teach at the retreat is a little bit personal, as we've seen in the last couple of years. I share some personal stories about myself because what I've come to find out as a coach is that a lot of the time what people will say to me is, yeah, you know, what you're teaching is great, but my story has been really, really tough. And so I'm different. I'm different mm-hmm. than you. So I don't think you understand. Like, you know, sometimes people don't think that we understand. But what I want to tell you is that I do understand you. I've been through some really difficult times in my life. And every single one of those times in my life has now become a blessing. And something for me to be able to be in service of other people and to share with other people. And I actually really love sharing my story so that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We can see what tools and things that I used in order to just feel like I do today, just as happy as I do today. So I tell my story. I've been fortunate enough to be able to be the first speaker at the retreat so we can start off on this mindset track and have that be a theme throughout the whole retreat. So I have absolutely loved it, and I'm super grateful to be there, be a part of it.
I love how everyone that participates can actually walk away with their own starting point from wherever they are, a new launching point, and just thinking things a little bit differently. So love having you there.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. What do I love best about the retreat is really a lot of what Stacey said, I would share exactly the same feeling about it. The home is absolutely wonderful. I mean, there's a little secluded, cozy spot if you need a moment to read a book or do a meditation, or there's plenty of beautiful property, 7 acres that the house is sitting on. So if you want to get out and go for a run or go for a hike or something, I mean, the property is just gorgeous, little river and stream running through. But what I love most is, of course, being with you guys. I mean, the leadership that we've had the last couple of years has been phenomenal. And Brenda, I can't thank you enough for your just taking charge and being the leader that you've been. We get together and we all make the food for everybody, which I think has really been, I think we've considered having someone else do it, but I kind of love it. Because we've had some of the best food up there. So the food has been phenomenal. But we have had so many different guests come from all over the place. And when they first get there, they don't really know who they're going to meet. They're a little bit of, nervousness going on. And by the time we leave, I think that people leave the retreat understanding themselves better than they thought that they would. I don't think they were expecting that part of it. I think they've had some wonderful movement and some self-care and rest and just the friendships made and the camaraderie and the communication is just fantastic. So what you are, Brenda, the connection, you know, connoisseur, getting all of us connected, you truly will walk out of there with connections that could last the rest of your life. So
that is one of my favorite parts as well.
Yeah.
Just seeing
mine too.
The ladies bloom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, I mean, literally come out of their, you know, just the tight flower that they are, and then just completely open up. And
it's great.
Yeah,
it's pretty
fantastic.
Cool.
Thank you, Trace.
Absolutely.
That. All right. Well, I want to introduce now Brianna. She is our yogi. She brings the positive vibe and energy and relaxation and all kinds of goodness. And we are just so lucky. She offers several classes throughout the weekend. But I'd just love for you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Thank you, Brenda. So I am the yoga person, the yoga teacher at the retreat. And, you know, I attended the retreat as a yoga instructor the last time in May. And it was a phenomenal experience as just being there. And I've made connections and friendships. And that's kind of why, you know, I love teaching yoga. I teach in my town, and it's all about community, and it's about, you know, just being a part of something that is, you know, that you're living in, that you're contributing to. And I think the retreat is also a community of women. And not to say that they're, men aren't lovely, but right. But having this safe space is amazing.
Absolutely.
I think I told you this, that this was like I dreamt that there was a retreat just like this that I wanted to attend. So it's funny that I get to teach yoga at it and have the opportunity to do that. So I'm really looking forward to November, partly because I've been there now and I can, I think I have more to offer. My yoga practice really is made for connection. I like to do massage work and hands-on assists so that I can have a connection with the women, and also just like releasing energy that way. And and then, you know, I also love being, you know, having it be a little bit lighthearted. There's a lot of laughing happening in my yoga class.
Yes.
And we get to be like women there, you know? Yeah. And I love that so much. So, yeah, and I'm also already thinking about what I'm going to be bringing for a gift this year. So,
I forgot to mention there's gifts. Another thing I love about Brianna's yoga classes is she does some extra credit, I will say, because we weren't even expecting. And she, like, sets intentions for people to based on some of our classwork and stuff that she's, I don't know, she's brought it into her yoga classes, and it's really just envelops the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited to do it again, maybe even like better. It's gonna be better.
Oh yeah, it always even improve on ourselves.
Always.
What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing. It's the place. It's where we are, right? And it's being obviously with people and people that you love and care about, mm-hmm. but also it's that I like where it is. Mm-hmm. We were there during, what was it, a full moon?
Yeah,
and we had a fire and we had the stars and we were all just there mm-hmm. and feeling that. And I love going out there in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that's
you know,
great.
Coffee
by the
fire.
That was awesome.
One of the best conversations I've ever been a part of at coffee. But in November, it's going to be nice and like chilly, maybe a little, it's going to have that like fall holiday feel, I think, in the weather.
So yeah, both of our times, you know, November and May tend to have that briskness about them, which is
they're very similar.
It's kind of nice.
There,
sometimes there can be snow, but we've never had any trouble at all. It's always gorgeous. Mm-hmm. We always get out for nature walks.
Yeah.
I love the nature trail.
Yeah.
I love the meditation that is offered. You didn't even mention your HIIT class.
Oh, I didn't, did
no,
I?
You didn't.
It's a surprise. HIIT, high intensity interval training. They're only 20
optional.
Minutes. Ask Brenda how many times she's done it. Oh, sorry.
Have you done it? Justin?
It's not just me by myself, I promise. Yeah. There are people that attend it, and it is fantastic. It's only 20 minutes, and I show you how easy it is to get a really good workout in to rev up that metabolism and continue it out for the entire day in a 20-minute HIIT style workout.
All our guests last year did it, though, every morning.
Everyone did it.
Yeah.
And they loved it. So,
loved
yes,
it.
We're
just
right
not
we're
these
busy.
We're busy.
We were doing things like cooking.
I was
doing
the meditation.
Yes.
Listen to them.
Right.
Well, awesome. Let's just talk a little bit more about the house really quick before we wrap up totally.
Okay.
What about that Roman tub?
I was going to mention that, but I feel like I mention it all the time.
The 21st
and
Roman tub.
I always say, if you can't find me, I'll be in the Roman tub.
Yes.
This thing is... We fit 20.
It's massive.
Opens up.
I didn't go in it.
What?
Next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Soon.
Oh, yeah.
First soon. Oh, it's amazing.
I'm excited. This is, yeah.
And there's a sauna, a full gym.
Mm-hmm.
The guest suites are beautiful.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Yep.
So spacious.
Plenty of space. That's what I love is that you don't feel like you're on top of anybody else in their area. Even with guests that are sharing, you know, they're sharing a room. I believe everyone says in the feedback that we had is that they just felt like they were comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's turned out so well, Brenda, the pairing of the roommates, where people really, they might have gotten paired with somebody that they had never met before, and they ended up just really enjoying each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go outside in the morning and have your coffee there, have a moment to yourself, we went out several times on the balconies and got the Stargazer app out and looked at all of the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And the planets, it was just great.
Yeah.
I'll bring my telescope.
Yeah, bring the telescope.
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
And gosh, I probably should mention, I will be talking about friendship, making friends as an adult. Kind of people get a little weirded out about that. How do I make a new friend? Isn't it weird if I invite someone to coffee I've never invited before? There's some strategies around that. And my piece is broken up into two portions. One is all about finding friends and deepening those connections. And the other part is about discovering who you are and why you do what you do. And I just love it. It's just such incredible mind-blowing and growing
very
exercises.
Fun.
And yeah,
really
a
fun
lot
too.
Of fun.
Yeah.
And then there's lots of free time.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I don't know, 15 hours of free time where you can get a massage with our on-site massage therapist. You can get headshots or a photo session out in the beautiful nature.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been since you've had a good photograph taken of yourself, right? We need that. You need a new profile pic, or at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
hair and makeup.
Hair and makeup. Yes, we've got a stylist there that will give you some tips or do your makeup before your photo shoot. Whatever you want. It's just a lot of fun and pampering and downtime and journaling, whatever you like. So we just couldn't be more excited. Real quick, I just want to do a roundabout here. Why should our listeners join us? Who wants to start?
Obvious.
Okay.
No, I'm saying obviously.
Okay, not you.
Not you, Grandma. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're like the end.
Obviously. Hello.
You know, I think if you're ready for a different experience and some like exponential growth as a woman, I think that's why you should come.
Love
it.
That's
a good one.
Why don't you
for sure.
Next?
Okay, sounds good. I think if it even feels like it's something you don't want to do or remotely uncomfortable, you get there.
I agree.
I think
we all have a great reason to get excited about our lives again and in a bigger, better way. Even if you're already there, we can amplify that and set you off in a direction that you are just eager to get out of bed each morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. I agree with everything that's been said. I think that our retreat is very different than other retreats where you are going to walk out of there with some unexpected experiences that were really good and enriching to your life that you will probably remember for the rest of your life, and probably some new habits that you didn't come to the retreat with. And that could be not anything that you're doing. It doesn't even have to be HIIT class, but it could be that maybe you are a doer and you slowed down a little bit. I mean, you're going to come away from there a different person than you showed up as, and in a great way. That's what I like.
Yeah, so definitely go to our website, again, www.wholeyouretreat.org/retreat, and check it out and get yourself signed up. I should mention there's only 15 spots, and some of them are gone already.
Yes.
And we want you to have one of them for sure. So learn all about it. If you need to ask questions, let's get that done. But if you register and you let us know you listen to the podcast, we will send you a special gift. It's going to be an affirmation audio for just specially for you. So make sure you let us know. And what else we got, ladies? Anything?
Just excited.
Excited to see you and meet you. So please join us at the next Whole You Retreat.
Thank you. May I have your hands, ladies?
When three or more gather, we are tribe.